Now, Duntroon's March in the setting by Colin Campbell, which is the only recorded source of the tune. And it is a score whose internal inconsistencies make interpretation problematic. However, the ground might go as follows. He harn he no hn hi harn he n to hi harn he no hn hi harn he hn to he'll you hn he'll you no ho I ho ho I'll you n to he harn he no ho I harn he hn to ho ro ho hillion to he am han hillion ho ho han hillion to kri vi vi kri ra vi kri ya vi hillion to hari ya vi kri am vi ra am rai hillion to he vi and then follows the first motion. Yan no ho hill yan to yan no ho hill yan to yan no ho han no ho 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 hill yan to yan no ho hill yan to yan no ho hill yan to yan no han yan no ho ho hal yai hill yan to Now, there are a number of difficulties there. Looking at the syllables, the first line would seem to call for a 6-8 timing, something like yan no lan hi yan to han no lan hi yan to han no lan hi yan to and so on. But then that would necessitate an awkward change in the 4-4 time when you reach the second line. In an attempt to get around this, folk have lengthened that first note, the A's, there, and then with the low G's on that first line to turn it into 4-4 time to square it up metrically with the rest, perhaps not entirely happily. And then there's the problem of the third line, which seems to be at least 2 syllables short. And on analogy of the later variations, ought to have a tone row, something along the lines suggested.
There in line 3.
It suggested that might be a plausible way to do this because the score doesn't make sense as it stands. The doubling of the first motion would then follow. Something along the lines of yan nodin han hodin yan nodin hin to yan nodin yan hodin yan nodin hin to yan nodin yan nodin yo hodin hin to.
The disadvantage being that this time it divides each little figure into a separate metrical chunk. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, which is not very satisfactory. However, at least that would be, I suppose, rhythmically consistent. The tune then continues in a perfectly orthodox fashion to a crula,
singling and doubling, and a tour of singling and doubling in an entirely expected fashion.
Yandradhyo dradhandradho 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 dan andradhyo dradhandradho dradho dradho dradhandradho,
and so on through the doubling and your corolla.
Hyam batri yo batri yan batri yo batri han batri yo batri han batri yo dan hyam batri yo batri han batri yo batri yo batri yo batri hyam batri yo dan,
repeated and so on. Rather curiously, the manuscript ends abruptly at the after the end of the second line of the corolla singling, with a simple etc. mark and a scrawled terminal sign at the foot of the page. Presumably Campbell felt that this was all that a finished performer would need to complete the tune, which I suppose is true. But it's unusual in this document. So there are some of the problems of Duntroon's March. If we time it in one way, at the square 4-4 timing, we end up with a rather dull tune. If we follow the rhythms implied by the Cantilich vocables, we end up with two jarringly different time signatures. This opens up the possibility that the tune could be a satirical one, a satire on the Duntroon people, but using their own characteristic musical motif to do it with too. But if so, the joke is lost on us now, because we do not, as things stand, have the contextual information to really judge of this. And so we must leave it.